Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 236, I think. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Yo.
And Fozzie is hanging out in Texas at PAX. So we're brought on Don.
He's filling in. Yay.
Sounds, he is very enthused.
Yay.
He's excited to be here.
Very
excited.
Yay. I got my Xbox back today too, so double excited.
Very excited.
Double excited. It's been 4 days downloading all the stuff that I had before. With my 3.5 megabits per second internet.
So you'll be able to play it in February.
That's correct, sir. By the time Evolve comes out, I may be fully ready to start playing games that I had before.
Well, Tony and I kind of talked about some stuff we played last week when Josh and Justin were on. So, Jeff, why don't you kick it off? Tell us what you've been up to for, like, it's been like a month and a half. So,
I haven't gotten to play all that much, mostly Dragon Age, but played a little bit of GTA 5 on PS4.
Yeah.
PS4.
Yeah, I did that.
Jeff wanted something to play on that black box that he bought.
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I had some games I wanted to sell, and there was, like, not much coming out that I wanted to put them towards, so I was like, alright, I'll get it. Like, they had a used copy already, so I was like, alright. I don't know. Like,
it's more GTA?
It's like, it does look better, I think. Playing in first person is interesting.
Looks way better.
I don't think I'm going to actually play through the whole damn game again. Like, I already did that, you know what I mean? It's
right.
It's commitment there.
Yeah, it's like a 35-hour game.
But it is like, it is a quality re-release. Like that. Like if you do want to play through that, there's tons of game there, you know, and the online and all that. And I think they came out with Heist finally for it. So
nope, they're not out yet.
Never mind.
They're coming though.
Yeah. Which is what I was told when the game first came out. But right. You know, let's just ignore that little fact.
Yeah.
So.
But you got Resident Evil, right?
Yeah, I got that yesterday. I've actually been playing that a lot. Like, well, in terms of like free time I have right now, it's taking up a lot of my free time, which is not much, but a couple hours in, like I think there's like four keys in the game. I think I got two of them. At least it's still awesome. Like, I don't know. I've played this game probably at least four or five times, so it's nothing new to me, but you got widescreen, HD. The controls are greatly improved, even though all they really changed was, like, your analog stick works now. You know?
That's right. Important, though.
See, the original game released, the original Resident Evil released before the DualShock came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was the tank controls where you had to press left or right to rotate your character and then up to go forward.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even imagine playing a game back then like in 3D with a D-pad anymore.
I mean, I got used to it at some point. And then the GameCube version, like, I don't know if people remember, there was an option on the GameCube version to make it closer to how it is now, where I think you basically, like, held down one of the shoulder buttons, and then you could kind of, like, that would cause your character to automatically run, and then you could kind of steer them with the stick. Which is, like, I don't know. It's closer to what, now it's just regular, like, you know, you move the stick in the direction you want to go, and you go. Which is nice, you know.
It
plays a lot better that way. That does remove some of the panic, though. Like, I remember when I used to play, like, even on GameCube, like, when you ran into something, you're like, oh, shit. And like, you know, like, the controls can almost get you killed, you know? And here, it's kind of you could easily kind of run past guys and stuff. But, I don't know, man. I think it looks, like, you know, they touched it up a lot, obviously, but it's still essentially the same game as on GameCube. And it looks fucking incredible on Xbox One, I think. I mean, some of it looks dated. Some of the characters' faces and stuff look a little odd, but just in general, it's a pretty looking game, and to play it in widescreen and stuff is very nice. I mean, I'm enjoying myself a lot. No regrets on this purchase. I'll probably play it another 2-3 times. So
nice.
Fuck yeah.
You know, I'm like wondering if I should pick it up.
I mean, I don't know if you like the game. This is
I do. I mean, I like Resident. It's not my favorite Resident Evil. I think it still goes to 2.
2 is my favorite.
Yeah, I wish they would do this for 2, but they probably won't. I mean, yeah, why not? Just use the engine that they use for this, and fucking, I don't know if they could do that or what they would have to do.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I mean, come on.
Well, the thing is with this one is like they did put in hard work on the GameCube version, and now this is just them going, all right, we'll do a little bit.
But didn't they do that to 2 on the GameCube as well?
No.
I could have. Oh.
It was on GameCube. Like, God, man, if you could find.
Yeah, they didn't do a. They released Resident Evil 2, but it wasn't like a remastered version. It was just Resident Evil 2.
Oh. Yeah, they released like, dude, I want to say they released like a bunch of Resident Evils on GameCube, but they were like really scarce.
They should have just waited on this one and done like a big collection, you know, with 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but that would be like
sweet, effort. $50 retail game. I'd be down.
Oh man, I would jump all over it. But like, this is them going, we'll put a little bit of, you know, a little bit of resources into this and see if it sells. And I honestly doubt they would do Resident Evil 2. God, I would love it. I mean, I would pay fucking probably $30 for that motherfucker. But whatever. But yes, they should do that.
I agree. Maybe if this does well, they'll finally get around to doing that.
My doubt on it is like they put a lot of the hard work into the GameCube version, and here they had to do like kind of a minimal effort. I'm sure there's shit they had to do.
Right. Well, they just had to like up-res the visuals and like make it widescreen, right? Like.
Yeah, I think they did do work with the graphics. But generally, it looks kind of how it did, just looks a lot nicer. But, like, imagine taking Resident Evil 2 from PS1
right,
and trying to present that. Like, this is, like, dear God, man. You'd have to start it over from scratch or whatever. You'd have to, you know. So, I don't know. I wish they would. Or just start making Resident Evil games like this again. Even as, like, I don't care, man. I'll take downloadable Resident Evil titles that are like this, you know.
Revelations
2?
Yeah, maybe that is maybe that's where they're going with that.
Maybe, I don't know. Like the first one had, you know, it was closer to the older games, but it was still very much a mix of the old and the new.
Yeah, it was better than 6.
Yes, I mean, Revelations I liked. It's just, I like the old Resident
too.
Evil games.
It's okay.
Like, they were getting stale by the time Resident Evil 0 came out. It seemed like they were out of ideas, but now it's like, it's been so long, dude. Just give me something like that again, please.
I remaster 0, too. Bring that back. I don't remember that. Like, I don't remember enough of it that...
That was one, too, that it was using the graphics that, Resident Evil on GameCube was. So, like, they could do what they did with this, essentially, I'm sure, without much effort.
Right, just, kind of up-res some stuff and push it out there.
I remember it was not as good, and that you had to use a partner, so, like, you were, like, switching between two characters and trying to solve puzzles that way and stuff. That's about all I remember. And I remember there was a train.
Yeah, Miss Parasite Eve. Started out on the train. Parasite Eve would be good too.
Fuck man, that game was. I like that more than Resident Evil. That was. I liked that game a lot.
Bring it all back.
The generation for remasters.
Right.
More so than last generation, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think we're going to see way more remasters.
It's pretty bad.
Remasters of last generation, like already.
Yeah, I know that.
Last
just makes
gen was
it,
already
oh,
pretty
good.
It's like yeah. It's. I don't know.
Like, GTA 5 looked pretty good.
Yeah,
it did. And I'm not going to lie. Like, the new GTA 5 on Xbox One just looks fucking phenomenal, dude. There's no...
It does.
It's a huge difference, in my opinion. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I was kind of, like, impressed. I was pretty impressed with GTA 5, but whenever I saw it on Xbox One, I was like, holy shit, dude. Especially in the rain. And then if you played online during the holiday season, there was, like, a bunch of snow online. It looked fucking awesome, man.
Yes, but I could still go back and gladly play my PS3 copy or whatever.
True.
You know,
that's
just
true.
Like,
I don't know.
Looks like, good to begin with. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
True. Oh well. are you playing anything out? Like you said, you were playing some more Dragon Age. Did you finish that up yet?
God no. I don't even know how much hours I put into it, but. Taking a little break at the moment on it, but it's going to be one of those ones that I'm going to be playing for fucking ever, it seems like. I don't know.
I
like it still.
Get back into that.
I haven't played it since our Game of the Year podcast.
Well, it's like, if you popped it in right now, you could easily find a quest, and you'd remember what you were doing, like, with the control stuff, like, you can pop it in here and there and just do a quest. It's not like Zelda. You put it down. You're like, "What the fuck was I doing in this game?"
You're lost.
Like it's the same shit over and over. It's like fucking. You're just repeating the same stuff over and over. So I don't know. There might be a little bit of things here and there. You're like, "Oh yeah, I have to go to the war table to do this and that." But other than that, like you could put it down for a while and come back to it. Which I'm kind of taking a break from it at the moment. I was like playing it way too much, and not playing anything else. So.
Don, you're playing some Dragon Age. You still high on it too, or
I don't know. I sent my Xbox back not this last Monday, but the Monday before. So I'm literally 2 weeks without an Xbox almost. I haven't played since right before I sent it in, and I was still digging it. I'm about 60-ish hours in, I think.
Oh wow. God! Right, so he does actually.
I could
like
be
it.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But last time I looked, it was. A lot of time, and I was still really, really deep involved in it. Like, I put it down for a while, like, because I was playing Destiny for a little bit, and Destiny and Grand Theft Auto, and then my wife was still playing Dragon Age, like, insanely, like, every day, and I was like, I don't know, I think I'm kind of done with it, and she's, like, kind of sad, because, you know, we talked about it a lot, and then, I just popped it in one weekend and I just sucked in the whole day. So, I don't know. It's a really addicting game. Every time like you think you may be out of it, you pop it in, you're like, yeah, I remember why this is good.
You been playing anything else besides
a little bit of
Slaying Dragons?
Nah, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah. I just got the last badge, so playing through that a little bit. It's a lot of fun, dude. Like, it's Pokemon. I like it more than X and Y just because I'm a little more familiar with what's going on, and I got kind of lost in X and Y at one point because one of the old games, like, there was a journal, so it kind of kept track of the last, like, five or six events you did, so you'd be like, oh, that's right, that's what I'm supposed to do. Well, if I set it down for like a week, which I tend to only play like on weekends, if I set it down for a week and I go to pick it back up, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? And it happens every time. So luckily, although I've played through Ruby and Sapphire way back in the day, so I kind of fucking cat get out. sorry. But I don't know. Luckily, I played through it, so I didn't get lost or anything. And I don't know. Now I'm just kind of leveling up and about to go take on the Elite Four, my crappy team.
Yeah.
But Animal Crossing.
I bought Pokemon the other day. You know.
Again. Right?
So I have Alpha Sapphire, and as of tomorrow, I'll have Omega Ruby.
And so you play through Alpha Sapphire with the kid, right?
Right, and I play Omega Ruby on my own.
Right. Okay. So now you're not just going to be like. I figured that's why you were so far behind, because you're only playing with your kid. But
right, and he doesn't care about like getting to the next gym and, you know, getting like progressing through the game. He's all like, I want to feed Chespin and that kind of thing. It's
nice. It's not very forward moving.
Right. No. And he's always wanting to go back to where the Pokemon are weakest so that he can, like, win every battle instantly. And
nice. It's not. Does he actually play? Or?
Oh, yeah, he plays. I gave him the system now, and he plays for, like, an hour, and nice. I hardly do anything. The only thing that he makes me do is the when you're, like, doing, like, Berry Picker or Head It.
See, I don't play any of those. Dude, that's way over
See,
my head.
He loves to feed his Pokemon and, like, you know, poke them and play with them.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know. I thought like about getting it for my 5-year-old, but...
I mean, you figure, like, if you watch the TV show or whatever, like, that's the essence of what you do most of the time with Pokemon. Like, you're just spending time with them. You're not battling all the time.
Well, I battle all the time. That's all I do. I don't do the other stuff. It's all like, no, you fight now!
Yeah. But
I don't know. I can't wait. I'm kind of hoping after I beat the Elite Four, I want to kind of go through and Pokemon Diamond. I've got like 770-something hours into that game. Like, I went and EV trained a whole bunch of Pokemon and, you know, leveled them up with certain natures and they have certain moves. So I had a whole box full in the PC. I had a whole box full of, like, trained, like, very specifically trained battle Pokemon. I kind of wanted to do that again, but...
Did you get your superior today?
What superior? What?
If you go on the, what is it, the gift thing?
Yeah.
Right now there is...
Oh, that's right. It started the 22nd, right?
It started today.
Okay. I'll pick it up this weekend.
Hop in there and get you a free Pokemon.
Yeah, but that I will never use.
Oh, come on. It's level 50.
Yeah. But
I assume that's good.
Yeah, what you skipped out this time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really get into X and Y either, so.
Yeah, I liked X and Y. Like, I don't know, I really kind of missed a 2D style. Like, growing up, whenever I was a teenager, I kept thinking, man, it'd be really cool to see this in 3D. It'd be really cool to see this on console. And, I don't know. The more I played it as I got older, I thought, no, this is like my game that I crawl in bed and play, like, you know, as I'm going to sleep or something. So I want it on a handheld, but I still wanted it in 3D. But now that I've seen it in 3D, I kind of just want it back the way it was. But, oh, well, I know.
I'm sad for you, Don.
I know. This and that actually isn't as bad, but the last one, X and Y, whenever you got into one or two of those cities was really fucking confusing trying to navigate. But I don't remember the name. It's a pretty massive city in the middle of the map. But
yeah,
that was just a pain in the ass.
I don't know. Everything was like numbered and you could figure it out.
Yeah, I guess. But oh well. And then Animal Crossing, Marvel Puzzle Quest, you know, just little things to tide me through. Soon is Evolve, so that's the next big thing I'm looking forward to.
So you kind of like, did you play any of the Evolve beta, or have you heard any of the Evolve bullshit that...
I did not. So fill me in, please.
That's what she said.
Nice.
So there are four monsters, and there are 12 characters.
Okay.
They're basically
the hunters, right?
There's like differs, like three medics, like there's different like classes, I guess.
Right.
So, the way that kind of goes is you can pre-order it and get them all unlocked at the start.
Uh-huh.
Or you can buy it day one or whenever and have to unlock everything.
Okay.
And some of the challenges to unlock them, except that's how you do it, is by these challenges.
Oh.
So Arthur Geese was talking about, he's playing it for a review for Polygon, and he was talking about it on his podcast, and he had already played 8 hours and still had on, still had to unlock the other four characters. Like, it's kind of gross the way they've like gated it, and
I don't know. Like, the concept sounds okay of the game, but it doesn't sound great. You know?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how it holds up. Like, if you don't have people to play with,
right? And there's only a couple of monsters, and there's only, you know, I don't know. It just sounds silly to me.
So,
like,
so you get three of the. If you pre-order, you get the fourth monster. Comes with three monsters. If you don't pre-order it,
you have to buy the fourth monster.
It's $15.
Oh, snap. For one monster?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it is one out of four, so.
Yeah, right? That's a quarter of the content. Shit.
I don't know. It seemed like, I don't know.
You divide 60 by four, that's 15. Right? It makes sense.
This doesn't really have the pull for me that, like, Left 4 Dead did.
Yeah, I don't know. So. Left 4 Dead was okay, but I didn't play with anybody either. So, as a solo game, the game kind of sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely meant to be played over and over with your friends. So,
right, but even then, I couldn't imagine playing it like over and over.
Right.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, a long time ago, I was really excited for Evolve, and it's kind of dissipated over the months.
I hope you enjoy it.
Well, probably not, but thank you.
Tony, what have you been playing?
I started playing Endless Legend, which is probably the best strategy game that actually came out in 2014, which sadly I didn't pick up till the Steam sale. I'm sad, very sad that I did not do this. As you guys know, I was really disappointed in Civilization Beyond Earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is another 4X game. Instead of being in, like, space, it's got more of a fantasy setting. The interesting thing this game does, it has a bunch of, like, you know, really standard 4X tropes. So, and then it plays on those. So each faction, instead of, like, in Civ, they would have, like, different stats or different special unit, but all generally play the same. Each faction ends up playing completely differently. So, for instance, the currency in the game is this stuff called dust. Everybody uses it as money. Except for this one faction, whose name I can't remember. It's like the undead faction. Who, instead of using dust as money, they actually eat it.
Nice.
They eat money.
Right. So, trade for them, which would bring in money. They're actually that brings food to their empire. And then for most civilizations in the game, you expand, you send out your settlers, and you take over the next province, and you make your empire bigger. There's one faction that's not allowed to do that. They actually just have one city, and that city just keeps growing and growing and growing out and getting larger. So each civilization has this, like, unique feature that causes the player to play with them, like, in a completely different way from you would play any of the other factions. It's a really, really cool take on that I really haven't seen in other 4X games. The other cool thing about it is it has a seasonal system. So you'll be playing along, you'll be playing, and it'll be summertime, and, like, they'll have this wheat field, and it'll be worth, like, 9 food. Then winter will hit. First off, the entire, like, game landscape changes, and you see it go by. So you see, like, the sunset and then come up, and everything is all snowy. And then the stats on everything change. So now your wheat field is only worth 4 food, and your troops, your unit that could move 4 spaces before can now only move 2. So, like, you have this entirely new, like, way of looking at the world and having to take that into account when you're expanding your empire. Like, am I too far away? Now that winter has hit, my city can't see as far, so our enemy troops are going to move, like, between my cities and conquer my territory in the back, which I was kind of leaving open because I didn't have the money to put troops there, that kind of thing. So it causes a bunch of extra judgments you didn't have before.
Sounds really awesome, actually.
Yeah, and it's absolutely beautiful. I think I was melting my computer a little bit. I was playing it without the cooling pad on. and the video card was starting to get a little angry with me. Game is very, very attractive. And it feels different, which is not the feeling you got from Civ Beyond Earth, which was very much a Civ game, but just on another planet. So a new experience, some new ideas, and just something really worth checking out if you like 4X games.
Is it turn-based, real-time, or...?
It's turn-based. It's, if you played something like Civ, you would pick this up almost instantly. It does have tactical battles.
Oh.
So you put your units in armies, and they'll fight the enemy army outside of, like, you know, in Civ you just kind of move your unit and it attacks the unit that's next to it.
I kind of like that. It in the grand scheme of things, I realize the layer that the tactical battle adds to it, but in the grand scheme of things, like, I prefer the growth and the growth of my empire as opposed to, you know, growing and then having some other little things to do.
Here's the thing about the way this game does its battles.
Uh-huh.
It's basically taking, like, the massive, like, front wide force that you would move in a Civ game and, like, just concentrating it into an army. And when you meet the other army, like, everything spreads out to the hex terrain. Like, it doesn't move you into a closer map. And you don't, like, reorganize your force or whatever. It's just kind of a shorthand way of tracking the battle instead of having, like, troops scattered all over the landscape like you would in Civ.
Yeah.
So it's kind of I say tactical battle, but it uses, like, the entire strategic map. It just spreads your troops out once the two armies meet each other.
Okay.
So...
Fallen Enchantress, like, I think that's the game I'm thinking of, where, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I liked the idea of it, but whenever I was sitting there playing it, it kind of drew out the game a little too far for me you know, it made everything move just more slow, and, you know, I don't know, I didn't like it.
Other thing here is you don't control your units in the battles.
Mm-hmm.
You just pick the unit's target, and then you just hit go. So you go through all your units and choose who their target will be, if they're going to focus on fighting. And then you'll hit go, and the units do all the moves themselves, like you don't have to do anything.
Okay, I like that a little more.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yes, it's a very, very nice game. I'm enjoying it a lot.
What was that called again?
Endless Legend.
I'll have to look into that one. You been playing anything else?
Lots of NBA 2K. Yeah. I'm almost... I just swept the Golden State Warriors in the second round. I'm heading to the conference finals against the Thunder.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's right. They're going down. Although I will say... my team was 78-4 in the regular season, and two of those losses were to the Thunder. We split the season series. So this is the one team I have trouble with. It's the one team I'm facing in the conference finals. But we'll take them down. I'm an elite player now.
At least that's a good matchup. Like.
Well, I think it may have also been like they were really good, but as the season went on, my player got better. So I lost the first two meetings against them and then beat them the last two times. So my play, like, I've gotten more used to the teammates that I have, and my player is just out of this world stat-wise now.
Well, of course he is.
It's always weird to me how sports games do their upgrades for player stats, where it's... The better you play, the more points you get, the better your player becomes.
Sounds reasonable, though, right?
Well, you're earning the points. So It's based on game performance. So if you play great, then your player stats become greater. It just
so and then you can play even greater.
Right. So your player has like I have a point guard who's shooting 66% from the field, which is impossible in real basketball. But my guy, he can shoot from all over the court, everywhere. I'm hitting like fadeaway three pointers, and this is sad. The one thing I have avoided putting any points into is inside scoring, which makes my player look a little ridiculous sometimes. He'll go in for a dunk and just completely miss it. I got lots of points in athleticism. He can jump really high and he can dunk really hard, but sometimes, you know, he misses and looks pretty bad. And then the announcers make fun of me. I'm like, it's not my fault.
Stop laughing at me.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to play some more of The Witcher, but it kept crashing over and over again. So I stopped that, uninstalled it. And I noticed that I had this game called Among the Sleep sitting there. I had evidently kickstarted it 2 years ago, and it came out sometime last year.
Nice.
And it was surprisingly really cool. Jeff, it's coming to PS4 later this year.
It's a
horror game where you play as a 2-year-old infant, or maybe even younger than that. You're crawling a lot, so probably 1-year-old, I guess. It's really strange.
Sounds horrifying.
You can kind of waddle, but to move anywhere fast, you want to crawl. But it's in kind of set in this surreal nightmare kind of world, where you're piecing together memories, and it deals with some really dark shit. The ending is really, really dark, dealing with a potentially abusive parents and. Alcoholism, and it's some heady stuff there, but I thought it was actually quite a pretty cool across the board. So,
what's it called again?
Among the Sleep.
Among the Sleep.
Yeah, it has a really cool surreal aesthetic to it, and. I wasn't expecting it to kind of go where it went. A lot of times, the entire time you're kind of working towards getting back to your mom. You've been separated from her, and you're now in this nightmare world, for lack of a better term. And as you're going along. You're collecting memories of your mom, of good times that you had with your mom. And you have this bear that talks to you. It's kind of your companion. And if you hug him, he lights up, so you can use him as a flashlight. And
Wow.
It's pretty crazy. I don't want to spoil it, because, if you do end up playing it, it's worth experiencing to get to the end, but the puzzles are pretty pretty standard. It's nothing super difficult, but they were fun to kind of work through and figure out the the order you need to do things in. So and then I played some Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes.
Yay!
And I finished it in an hour. And that game might be the weirdest piece of Metal Gear thing that I've ever played. And there's very little story to it.
Supposed to be a precursor to a game coming out or something?
Yeah, to Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
I was excited for that game when they announced it, and that excitement has since dissipated.
You were excited for Metal Gear Solid 5, or
yeah,
or just for like, because like they kind of tried to do like a stealth reveal where, oh, that's not really Metal Gear. Like they tried to pitch it as like a different game,
oh,
to people, and everyone was like, no, that's Metal Gear, and then it was because it was just like a fake company that did the trailer and all. It is. I think the actual game time on that took me 50 minutes, and it's open world, I guess. Like, definitely more open than any previous Metal Gear, but I play Metal Gear kind of for the story, and because it's stupid and crazy, and there's nothing there in this game, so maybe don't play that.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah. I mean, I did get it cheap. It was like $5 over the holiday on one of the Xbox sales, the daily sales or weekly sales or whatever one it was. But, yeah, it's not, I don't even know if it's worth that.
What was Among the Sleep? Do you have any idea?
What'd you say, Jeff?
How much was Among the Sleep? Do you have any idea?
I think it might be like $10 on Steam.
Yeah.
I think, like, which is probably worth, I think it's worth that, for sure. So when that comes out, you might want to look into that. And then I played some more of the Halo 5 beta.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Problems?
I don't know where I am with it.
That's not good.
Well, so they added in, like, they call it smart scope, but it's basically just aim down the sights. And it's kind of, you know, before the show, Dom was kind of talking about, like, how, you know, when he's kind of been conditioned to play that, like, aim down the sights. Like, you pull your gun up, like your assault rifle, you have it mm-hmm. up close, and when you can do that in a game, like you kind of feel that you need to, because the games have trained you to do that. And Halo 5, you don't need to do that. It doesn't give you any benefit. Like in Call of Duty or Battlefield, like pulling up your sights gives you better accuracy, and like you're not just spraying. This doesn't really give you any better accuracy. Like,
noticed with my very, I only played like two matches, but yeah, that's kind of what I noticed. So whenever you said that earlier before the show, I was like, no, you can, but you can't.
Well, I mean, it depends on which gun you're using too. Like the assault rifle, like the default assault rifle, it's useless with, right? Like,
right.
It's, you don't need it. You should use that gun the way you play Halo, like, which is just kind of put the cursor on a dude and shoot. Don't bring up your sights. Like, there's really no reason for it. Like, the battle rifle or the DMR, like, it's cool having a scope on it and being able to get a closer zoom, because those weapons do good damage, and, you know, if you do get shots in the head, they are critical hits, so you kind of want to go for that, but yeah, like, I kept finding myself pulling up the aim down sights for the assault rifle, and it makes you move slower, and it also knocks you out of aim down sights when you take damage. So I just ended up getting killed a lot over and over again. And the matchmaking was kind of busted.
Oh no.
Like, not in the fact that, like, you couldn't get into matches, just that matches were severely lopsided. I would go from playing a match where it was like, I would lose like 40 to 17 or like 50 to 17 because you played a 50. And then we'd turn around and like it would dump everybody out, and I get into another match and we'd win like, you know, 50 to 22 or something like that. Like, and like you'd think, oh, well, that's cool. Like, winning by a lot's fun, but it's really not. Like, Halo's at its best mm-hmm. when the matches are close. Because like, when you're just going around slaughtering everybody, like, all right, this isn't a challenge. Like,
this is Call of Duty.
Or even in Call of Duty, like, you prefer when it, like, those matches get to, like,
right.
when it's, like, 75 to 74, and it's, like, next kill wins. Like, in Halo 5, like, you're like, okay, when is this match over? Because, like, the other team has quit at that point because they're down by 20-some points.
Right.
They're just like, I give up. And they don't want to quit because they'll lose rank or whatever, but I hope they fix that.
Kitty!
they need to fix that. I still think Breakout is the best new addition to that. That's the one kill. Like, you have one life. It's a team of four. You're kind of, like, thrown out there into a one-life-only situation, so... and it's nine rounds. So that's actually quite a bit of fun, I think. And I like that that game mode. I am still really excited for it, but...
Probably more so for the campaign.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that the multiplayer will turn out fine.
Gotcha.
But it's going to take... It's definitely going to take some getting adjusted to, and... I mean, I put, like, 8-9 hours into it.
Damn.
In the beta. Like, 50-some matches, and... I still wasn't fully comfortable with it at the end of that. But it's also a beta. Things are going to change.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And it doesn't launch until later this year, so I mean it's an early beta.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
like it's a true
an actual
beta. Like where most games, like Evolve, like having their beta now. That game's gold. Like Battlefield is launching a beta next month. Like that game
right before
will
the game comes out.
Yeah, like that. Those are marketing betas. They're not real betas. Like,
well, hopefully they're stress testing the servers too. I mean that's. That'd be a good.
Sure.
But then again, they say they're doing that, but then they turn around and have fucking launch problems anyway. So whatever.
Right. It's like I don't. This definitely was not a let's test like how well the servers are gonna work.
Right.
Thing. This was a. You know we're.
They did that on Destiny actually, and Destiny was one of the few games I didn't have any problems with. Network-wise. But...
Yeah. Destiny, like, I mean, that... Say what you will about the game, that beta... They definitely, like, fixed that shit. And, I mean, they were working on that from June, like, when the alpha came out for the servers, and then the beta in what was it, July or August?
Yeah.
So... I don't know, that's really about it. I'm going to play some... Probably finish up Alien next.
Woo!
Go back and try and finish that. Cause
how much do you hate it?
I didn't hate it. It's just... Like I told you what happened with that game. Like, I kind of broke it. and I got frustrated with it. So I think maybe I need to go back and restart it and... kind of play through it. And
it's
I want to play
long, dude.
Yeah. That's it. And then I still have Far Cry and Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, I have both of those. I played a decent amount of Far Cry, but then I'm like I got into one mission and I was like, "You know what? This is all the same shit and this mission sucks and fuck this game." Like I've not touched it since then. It felt just like Far Cry 3 except like with I don't know. It wasn't as good to me in my opinion, but whatever.
Yeah, it's weird because like you hear other some like I mean I've heard
Fozzie.
Well, Fozzie definitely said, and I've heard other people too though be like, you know they thought it was better than Far Cry 3, like a more polished version of it.
Well, that's like I think Polygon put it pretty high on their list, and they were like, you know, this is yeah, same, like what you just said, it's Far Cry 3 but better, and I was like, it's Far Cry 3 but more, but Far Cry 3 was better. Sorry, like, I don't know, like. You can't do the same thing twice and expect me to be as blown away by it. I don't know.
Right. It's their Ubisoft's model, right? Like,
yeah.
They have a open world template for every open world game they do. Even what was it called? The Crew, their driving game.
Yeah.
Like that even so felt. That. You still want to play that?
Yeah. I mean, despite.
Don, you played some of it, right?
It was okay. It was. But the driving was so bad. So bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I played the alpha and the beta.
It had some really cool quirks to it, though, that I really liked. Like, that game needs about 2 more releases, and then I'm down. So I'll give it about 4 years, and then I'll return to it. But, all right. I shouldn't hate on Ubisoft too much, man. There's a couple of games coming out this year that I'm just can't wait for.
Yeah, hopefully the Division doesn't follow their standard
right
template there, because that could be sad.
I would be very sad.
And I want to play Gat Out of Hell, the Saints Row kind of standalone expansion, but I don't know when I'll get to that. Because Dying Light comes out next week, so.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You haven't pre-ordered it yet, have you?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, I filled out the gay little form to.
Yeah,
I hate those.
I mean, I'm not expecting that they're going to send us a copy, but if they do, yeah. Like, I'll wait. I'll wait till Monday, and if it's not, like, yeah. If you're like, hey, they haven't sent us anything.
And then if you buy it and they send it afterwards, you know what? I may have. No, I'm just kidding.
Jeff
wants that game too, right?
No, I was just being facetious or whatever.
You're just being Jeff, weren't you?
I know Tony's not like Tony doesn't like zombie games, but did either of you, you other two, did you like Dead Island or?
I was into it. Yeah, when it came out, I wouldn't ever go play it again. I wouldn't right now go. I want to play that again.
No, what? Like I wouldn't want to play Dead Island again.
But I do that with a lot of games. Like I can go back and play like most games I think are really good, you know, whatever. But I don't know, man. Like the idea. What's the name of that fucking game? Dying Light.
Yeah.
I remember you were describing it to me, like where you have to like go out and scavenge and shit or whatever, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the one.
Yeah.
Like the idea of it is pretty good. So.
Yeah, and it's like a. It's not. Like Dead Island is more like, you know, focused on like building weapons and shit. It was kind of like a 3D version of Dead Rising, but worse. But Dying Light, like definitely, like, you know, it has the night and day kind of aspect to it. You have the scavenging aspect, and then there's the whole like parkour aspect, like the mobility that's been added to it. So. Like, you're doing a lot of running away and platforming, which Tony would just hate completely because it's first-person platforming, so.
Love platforming. So good.
Hey, it could be done. It could be done well. That's where Prime did it. That was a long time ago. That was 10 years ago.
So. Are you going to pick that up for the Wii U, Jeff? Metroid Prime Trilogy for $10 next week?
I would if I didn't already own the same goddamn thing already. God, man, why? That pisses me off that they didn't like just go, okay, you can play with your gamepad, you know, switch a couple things around. Dude, I would rebuy like a bunch of Wii games. But whatever.
Yeah.
I have the very rare actual copy of Metroid Prime Trilogy. I think it was going for like $80 or $90 last I checked.
Yeah, it's pretty high up there because they did like a limited print run of that. So,
yeah, I mean, it's an awesome, like, even like if you didn't have it, I would say it's worth it. Even if you know it means you have to play like bust out your Wii remotes and shit. Like, that's a great series, and it does play well with the Wii remotes. Like, it plays really well, but I hate those controllers. Like, I want a regular controller. God damn it!
Especially since. It comes with a very suitable controller with the gamepad, so... It's
like, yeah, yeah, like...
I mean, I have my Wii remotes, like, they're right here. I can reach for them, but I don't necessarily want to play a game that way.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
This is gonna... Go ahead, sorry.
No, what were we gonna say, Don?
I was gonna say, this is gonna sound left field, but just thinking about the Wiimote, I don't know. Whenever I sent my Xbox back, I plugged the PlayStation 3 into the bedroom and so we could watch Netflix and stuff like that. And you wouldn't believe how many times I've thought, I really just wish I could just say, Xbox, play, or Xbox, pause, Xbox, volume up. There's just so many times I thought, you know, I kind of wish I could talk to my console again.
Yeah,
I kind of spoiled with that.
I like it. I know it's not perfect, but...
No, it's not. It's annoying sometimes whenever you're talking about the Xbox and all of a sudden it's like, what did you want? No, stop listening. But in general, I'm just so used to like just like doing things by just saying Xbox volume up.
It thought I wanted to watch BET today when I said Xbox watch FX, but
nice.
Yeah, and like you can't be like no, so like I had to wait till it changed the channel and then be like, now go to FX, please. Like, I guess before we wrap this up, did you guys get a look at the? I'm not 100% sure what it's called. Is it called HoloLens? Microsoft.
The insane looking VR system.
Yeah, like the I guess it's augmented reality instead of like the Morpheus or the Oculus Rift type thing. Like it's a clear set of glasses that projects shit out
into your
eye.
What's it called? Morpheus?
Well, Morpheus is the PlayStation VR system. And Oculus is the Facebook one. But Microsoft announced kind of their take on that. And it's called, I think it's called HoloLens. And it's crazy. It's like holograms and shit. It's all like right in the glasses. So I guess it's kind of like Google Glass.
Dude, when can I buy all of this shit? Seriously. I want Oculus right now.
I don't want Oculus. I wanted Google Glass at one time though.
Nah.
I don't know why. I never use this shit, but it sounded cool. I'm a nerd that likes techie shit though, so.
I want a VR headset, dude. I want it in my life.
No.
Oh, I'm hearing April for the Oculus, and then
what's going to be the first games for it? Farmville 3 and Monster Wars 4.
There are games already like out there that have Oculus support.
Wasn't Skyrim one of them?
I don't know if it's like officially supported or if that's just like somebody modded that crap in. Because you know that's how that shit rolls.
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know anything about the Morpheus. Although, like from an aesthetic point, it looks way better than the Oculus does.
Yeah,
like, it's just a nicer looking thing. But Jeff, you're really like, kind of like I want VR.
I mean, I don't want to spend the money on it, but I want it.
I'm curious on the price of it.
Like,
Google Glass was like fucking $1,200 or $1,500 bucks.
Oh, well, the Oculus, like, I mean, they were selling the dev kits for, it wasn't quite that much anywhere close to that. I think you get the Oculus dev kit for $300 bucks, $200, $300 bucks.
Oh, wow.
And, like, Morpheus is, they want it to be something that you can buy and, like, use with your PlayStation, so... Like, you can't be like, we're going to sell this for $1,200.
Right.
Like, you have to be, they'd have to be reasonable.
I think, like, there would have to be software for Oculus that's for Oculus, not just games that have been, somehow they figure out a way you can play it with it.
Right, you need to make stuff specifically for that, not...
Yeah.
We're hacking this into this game, like
I don't need it to be too gamey. Like, just give me something I could like go around and explore. Like, I think I would have fun with it. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I've always been interested in that shit since I was a little kid. Ever since Lawnmower Man, man. Come on.
Well, that's definitely this Microsoft thing is definitely like past the Lawnmower Man. It's we're in the future now, I guess.
Fuck yeah.
I still don't know if I want it though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll buy into that stuff though, but I don't know. Who knows?
I mean,
the right price,
they,
you know what?
If they give it to you for free, I bet you'd use it or try it out or whatever, you know.
Oh, I'd try it for free.
You wouldn't throw it out of bed.
Right. But
throw you out of bed though.
For the right price, depending on what the software was like, I'd be down. But you know, I like new shit, so.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest challenge for Oculus and Morpheus and any of this, though, right? It's like you have to find a way to get it into people's, onto people's faces or heads or whatever,
right?
Because it's not like with like a video game, like you can hand the controller to somebody, like try this out. Like these headsets and shit, they're like right on your eyes. Like all you're doing is setting people up to get pink eye. So.
My only concern is the software that is Kinect only, not so great. You know what I mean? Like, I'm concerned, I would be concerned that it would be in the same vein, you know? Like,
all this shit that's
straight for
be...
it is like Kinectimals, which is kind of neat, but not like, I want to play it all the time, you know?
No, I hear you on that, but it's just, I think that it kind of inspires a different type of game. Like, Kinect is like, okay, you can do dance games or voice commands. Where, like, virtual reality, to me, like, it kind of...
Well, you can do this, you can do the same types of games you're doing now and just be more immersive.
True, yeah. Or you could just more towards, like, games where you kind of explore a 3D world, you know, like... Like a well thought out world, I don't know.
Right, like Myst 2.
Sure.
I'm not saying they should make another Myst. I'm just
but they probably will now.
Yeah. Fully. Maybe you can play a... Maybe that's why The Witness hasn't come out, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because he's putting in Oculus support.
What's The Witness?
Is that vaporware now?
A game that doesn't exist. It's a,
gotcha.
That Jeff really wants.
I want it at one point. Like, what? Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. They're making Battletoads, apparently. I only saw about that. Like, I didn't get any like, actual news on that. Is that really what they're making? Battletoads?
What was it? Who's the Xbox guy?
Matrick? No, the other guy.
Nelson?
It was Matrick. It's not anymore.
His name starts with an S.
Yeah, I don't know. Something Spencer. He's pretty good though. Like he's not. He's not a jackass like Matrick was like a used car salesman. Whoever this dude is, like he kind of came out and was like, "We're bringing back Battletoads or something."
Yeah,
like no. I don't think that's the one that everybody wanted from Rare, but okay.
Good job, guys. Good job.
I mean, anything like fucking. Anything, dude. What the fuck? Give me Perfect Dark. Give me something. I liked Battletoads as a kid, kinda.
I kinda did, but that game was also, like, fucking frustrating as hell, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Like,
it was,
like more so than most games that I played that were really ridiculously hard.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's just another NES game. Like, there were tons of games like that. Whatever. Fuck them, these fucking assholes. Where's my
Tony got to level 4.
Further than me, sir.
Yeah. And then you got to that stupid level with the jumping on the motorbikes. I couldn't beat that
level. Oh, yeah.
That's the one that I got couldn't get past.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Tony thinks we were a little hard on Justin yesterday.
You guys were. You were mean to him. Like, there's no reason he should know that that game even exists.
What game? What?
Battletoads.
Oh.
Because it literally, like, it didn't even come out. Like, I was like, when did it come out? 94? He's like, yeah, I was one. It didn't come out in 94. It came in 93. He wasn't born yet. And it's not like this is a game that people speak glowingly all of the time. Right. It's like, in these circles of retro gamers, there are a few people who really love it. Fantastic. Well, the 12 of them can have their own little club.
I mostly see it on, like, on those lists of, like, hardest games ever.
Right.
I don't know. I just thought that somebody that goes around saying that people shouldn't be ignorant of things, like, that maybe he should look, like, just do a Google search before you go, what the fuck's Battletoads? Like, I don't know. You want to write about games, like, learn a little bit.
That does help.
Like, it's not saying, I mean, it's not to the point of saying, what the fuck's Pong, but...
Right.
Is that Justin Gigawatt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. I don't know. He's not a bad kid. So I just like to poke him a little bit. Like...
You like to poke everybody, Chris.
I don't know. I'm more of a poker than Chris is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to poke Justin particularly. Like, just... Because he's a kid. Like, very much, like, just a kid. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Yes.
Oh, good. No. Hey, I got a first strike. That doesn't happen very often.
Nice. Battle rifles? Team battle rifles again?
Now I'm playing SWAT.
Okay. Which
I don't know if you know what that is.
Nope.
So there's no radar, and it's a one-shot headshot kills.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
And you can start with a battle rifle, but I started with a DMR, which is like basically just like a one-shot rifle. It's not semi-automatic, no burst fire or anything. So anyway. I'm going to play some Call of Duty this weekend if you guys would like to join.
I don't have mine anymore.
So Shank, there's double XP weekend, so I believe I could prestige this weekend because I'm level 49.
Nice.
So, if you guys want to play that, evidently Don can't play. But...
No, I'm out.
I'll play it.
All right, let's play some then. Ooh, yeah. Double kill! All right, so we'll be back next week. We're gonna talk some news next week.
Was there no news this week, or
we've changed the show format?
Oh, yeah, just so we're not kind of like doing the same stuff every week.
Oh, gotcha. That's cool. So you guys don't do what you've been playing every week, huh?
Which will make it so that we're not. No.
Like this week I played NBA 2K again.
Right. Again. Gotcha. Okay, makes sense.
And then one of the shows will be our Game of the Month show. You'll be on.
Are we doing that for January? We should, just to be in the habit of it, but it'd be a really short show. Did any games come out this month? I'm sorry, they have off topic, sorry.
Well, I'd be right now. Yeah, Jeff's played Resident Evil. I'm going to play Dying Light. Not that those games are Game of the Month, although Resident Evil's pretty good. I don't think we'd dispute that.
That's right. Dying Light is a January title.
Yeah. And
yes,
I kind of, like, I am willing to say that Fozzie could submit Elite Dangerous as his title, even though it's not from January. It came out after we kind of, like, wrapped up our Game of the Year stuff.
Right. That was a weird time to release that title, if it wanted any sort of recognition for anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and he seems to, like, I haven't quite seen as many tweets as he was doing about it, but he was really wrapped up in that for a little bit.
For like a day or two, yeah.
Which for Fozzy is long. Like, and there was, it wasn't just him either, though. Like, he had like a...
All those Jamooks.
Yeah, yeah, I saw a bunch of them. I was like, oh, what is this game? And then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, I wouldn't be interested in this at all.
What was it called?
What is it, like space porn?
It's like a space flying sim game. You pilot a spaceship and do stuff. Like, you could be a pirate porn.
Spaceship porn. Well, yeah, that's kind of the way...
Look at that Imperial Cruiser giving it to her. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like post pictures of their little spaceship. Yeah, like, God, look at that. Oh.
Yeah, because you go on missions, and you pick up missions or whatever, and then you go out, and doing the missions gets you money, and you then use the money to kind of, like, buy new ships, which are infinitely cooler. Yeah.
Dude, the Crimson Heads in Resident Evil. God, I hate those motherfuckers.
To me, it doesn't look quite as good as Star Citizen, which I'm already mildly invested in, so... But I am interested to hear what Fozzy has to say about it when he comes back. If that's his choice. You're not. Yeah, I guess that's fair enough.
I mean, whatever. I'll never play it, but sure.
Wait, like, yeah, you don't
like
play PC
all
games,
the fuss
so.
Is about, you know?
Yeah, you don't really like PC games, so.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a PC, anyone wants to buy one, let me know.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. There might be some stuff on the site. I don't know. I don't know if we have any reviews coming next week. So.
No, I don't see myself finishing Pokemon, and I kind of want to finish that and play a little bit afterwards. But it'll be a very late review of that game. But one day.
I will review Dragon Age in June.
In June.
How about now? Now would be a good time for you to review it.
Fuck, I don't even know if I'm even... halfway through it. Like, that's
you
the thing.
Should review Resident Evil, however.
No, fuck that. They want to give me a code, I'll review it, but...
greedy.
Otherwise, death. Short of it is, it's Resident Evil, but it's sexy as fuck right now.
There you go, and bite that.
I don't remember...
One paragraph, put it up, done.
I don't remember if they had, like, alternate costumes for the characters in the GameCube. I don't think they did, honestly. But I'm playing in an alternate costume.
In the original Resident Evil?
Yeah.
I don't remember alternate costumes, but maybe they added them in.
You could choose it right from the start, and if you hit, like, I forgot, like, I accidentally hit a button, and I was like, oh, yeah, look at that. She looks a little less goofy without the, like, her outfit was goofy as fuck, like, before. Now it's more like she looks like a SWAT team member with, like, a baseball cap on.
Didn't she have a beret on originally?
Yeah, like it was like a beret and like these goofy shoulder pads and shit.
Yeah, it was dumb. Yeah. I love Resident Evil. It's so stupid.
But yeah, whatever.
Alright. Well, it's a light month. That's good.
Yeah, good for Chris catching up on all of his games.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shit, I can't even begin, really good. Dude. I have, you said you have Shadow of Mordor and what's the other?
Shadow of Mordor. Oh, I still have Alien. Shadow of Mordor, Far Cry. And Dragon Age, obviously. Like, I've not done that. And I haven't played that in a little bit, so.
I have those. I have fucking Wolf Among Us, Lords of the Fallen. Like, dude, I. And I don't want to play any of them either. I just want the new games that are coming out. Whatever they are. It's like how terrible I am. It's like it's more important than if it's new.
Right. It's like I have Far Cry here and I've only played an hour of it. But...
But fuck that game.
Give me some game that might be shit because it's coming out now, but I'd rather play that than...
Exactly, dude.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Want the new and shiny. Even though those games are still new and shiny. And
yeah, that's the thing about it. It's like, I played an hour Far Cry, it's ruined to me now. Fuck this game. And I played more than that. I probably played through a good chunk of that game, and then I finally was like, the only thing I really, really liked doing was getting the, like, watchtowers or whatever. Like, you know, climbing those things with the ladders and shit and liberating the area. Other than that, I was like, fuck this, man. I've played it all before.
All right. Well, we will be back next week. Talking some news. And check out the site for some stuff that might be up there. I think we're going to have the Corey's first article going up at some point. So,
as soon as I add pictures, I'm lazy.
Yeah, I read through some of that. It's pretty funny. So
it is.
So look for that on the site. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.